From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif have launched a third day of nuclear talks. It comes on the heels of a Tuesday speech by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who spelled out before the U.S. Congress why he believed an Iran nuclear deal would be dangerous for the world. Kerry and a four-party delegation that included Undersecretary Wendy Sherman and Energy Secretary Ernest Moniz exchanged cordial greetings with Zarif and his team as the two sides sat down for talks Wednesday morning in the resort city of Montreux, Switzerland. Also Wednesday, the State Department released a statement in which it took issue with some of the comments that Mr. Netanyahu made about Secretary Kerry. Dozens of miners are missing and feared dead after an explosion Wednesday at a coal mine in the rebel-held part of eastern Ukraine. Rebel authorities in the separatist stronghold of Donetsk says the explosion was not caused by shelling that has hit frequently in the area. A rescue operation is ongoing at the coal mine in Donetsk. Some injured miners reported seeing five bodies retrieved from the mine. Initially, some officials in Kiev reported at least 33 people have died, but they later said those figures could not be confirmed. Local authorities said over 200 workers were in the mine, and the cause is not clear. That's Russian President Vladimir Putin. He acknowledged Wednesday that the murder of opposition leader Boris Nemtsov was politically motivated, while Moscow said it has identified suspects in the case. President Putin told a televised meeting of the Interior Ministry that Russia should be freed of high-profile crimes. VOA News. Human Rights Watch is urging Iraqi forces and pro-government fighters to protect civilians. The call comes as they press an offensive against the Islamic State group to reclaim the strategic city of Tikrit. The group said Wednesday that it has documented multiple instances of those forces committing abuses after retaking other towns in Iraq and stressed the need for all sides to make sure civilians are able to leave those combat zones. China's defense spending will increase by 10% this year. It's the latest double-digit increase for the world's largest standing military. The figure was announced Wednesday by the National People's Congress spokeswoman Fu Ying. That's who you hear here. It means China's officially declared military budget would amount to about $145 billion in 2015. She went on to say that that official figure will be released on Thursday. Two Australian drug smugglers in Indonesia were taken from their Bali prisons Wednesday to an island where they're to be executed. Andrew Chan and Myron Sakumaran, who have spent the past 10 years in jail, will be transferred to Nusa Kambangan Island, where they are expected to face the firing squad in the coming days. Australia has campaigned against the execution of its nationals. Australian Prime Minister Tony Abbott Wednesday said he was revolted by the prospect of the killings.
Right now, millions of Australians are feeling sick in their guts at the prospect of execution for these two. I've been saying again and again that this is contrary to Indonesia's national interest and it's contrary to Indonesia's best values.
Foreign Minister Julie Bishop said it would be unacceptable and unthinkable for plans for execution to be undertaken, while lawyers for Chan and Sukumaran are still pursuing legal options. Australia's reigning National Rugby League Player of the Year, Jared Hayne, signed a three-year contract to play American football for the National Football League San Francisco 49ers. The 27-year-old announced his decision Tuesday at a news conference in Sydney.
The hard stuff starts now, and, you know, when I get over there, and start training, that's when it's business, and that's when it's going to, you know, obviously take the big steps and the big boundaries, and all the kit and caboodle that comes with transitioning into NFL players is going to happen.
He said he chose San Francisco because the new head coach, Jim Tomsula, has knowledge of rugby and best understood the challenges of making the transition. Nearly 2 years after one of the most notorious acts of terrorism on U.S. soil, the trial of the man suspected of participating in the 2013 bombing of the Boston Marathon begins Wednesday in a federal courtroom. After 2 months of jury selection, a jury of 8 men and 10 women were officially seated Tuesday in Zakharsanyan's trial. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.